Have you or any of your colleagues in Congress been given any briefings on the possibility of land strikes in Venezuela and taking out President Maduro?
We have not. And that's the other aspect of this Department of Defense and the president. They don't really think that Congress should be allowed to exercise our oversight. They have not kept us informed on this. They did not inform us of these strikes. The decision to go forward with this was made in late July. The execute order that the White House gave the Department of Defense was issued on August 5th. By law, they are supposed to transmit that execute order to Congress within 30 days. They haven't. They have no intention of doing so. Look, I mean, that's the biggest problem with this Department of Defense. They don't seem to think that the law applies to them. I mean, let's start with the fact it's the Department of Defense. I bowed at the Reagan Defense Forum, and they're all running around calling him the Secretary of War, the Department of War. The law states clearly it's the Department of Defense. They don't care what the law is. They do and say what they want. And look, we're going to have arguments between the executive branch and the legislative branch. Every president that I've worked with as a member of Congress has that. But all prior presidents at least gave some effort to follow the law. This one doesn't seem to want to, and the Secretary of Defense doesn't either. That undermines our representative democracy and our Constitution.